You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 14, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. How community-centered diversion programs redefine justice. On May 14, 2026, the Vera Institute of Justice announced a massive expansion of its Motion for Justice campaign. This ambitious initiative partners with local prosecutors in 10 distinct jurisdictions across the nation. The primary goal is to pilot and scale community-centered diversion programs. These programs aim to address the root causes of criminal behavior. Furthermore, they seek to reduce mass incarceration and eliminate the severe racial disparities that have plagued the American legal system for generations. By diverting individuals away from traditional court proceedings, the initiative offers a path toward healing rather than punishment. This modern approach marks a profound shift in how society views accountability and rehabilitation. The Vera Institute released a comprehensive 5-year impact study alongside this announcement. The data demonstrates the undeniable success of the initial 2021 pilot sites. By analyzing the history of pretrial diversion alongside current statistical evidence, a clear picture emerges. The legal system is undergoing a necessary transformation. Advocates and policy experts alike recognize that true public safety requires community investment. Therefore, the Motion for Justice campaign represents a critical evolution in the ongoing fight for civil rights and equal protection under the law. The concept of redirecting individuals away from formal prosecution has a long and complicated history. In 1961, industrialist Louis Schweitzer and magazine editor Herb Sturtz founded the Vera Foundation, which later became the Vera Institute of Justice. Their first major undertaking was the Manhattan Bail Project. This groundbreaking experiment proved that defendants with strong community ties could be released without paying bail and still return for their court dates. Consequently, this initiative challenged the traditional money for freedom status quo that inherently criminalized poverty. It set the stage for alternative approaches to justice. By 1967, the organization launched the Court Employment Project. This effort became the first formal pretrial diversion program for juveniles in the United States. The program sought to help young people avoid the lifelong stigma of a criminal record. Instead of placing them in jail cells, the project offered job training and counseling. However, the original motivation behind early diversion programs focused heavily on bureaucratic efficiency. Courts were severely overburdened, and administrators desperately needed a way to clear their dockets. As a result, early diversion models prioritized administrative convenience over racial equity and genuine social reform. Over the decades, this focus on mere efficiency created significant blind spots. As the justice system expanded rapidly, administrators began to implement rigid rules for diversion participation. These strict guidelines ultimately excluded the very individuals who were most heavily impacted by policing. Early programs frequently barred anyone with a prior arrest record. Because Black and brown communities faced systemic over-policing, these policies effectively locked them out of diversion opportunities. Recognizing this historical failure is essential to understanding why modern reforms are entirely necessary today. The criminal justice landscape shifted drastically over the last 60 years. Since 1970, the United States prison population exploded by approximately 700%. Incarceration numbers peaked around 2008 at 2.3 million individuals. During this period, lawmakers embraced tough-on-crime policies that devastated minority communities. This era marked a distinct shift in the political narrative, moving away from rehabilitation and toward extreme punitive measures. Consequently, a legacy of racial disparity became permanently embedded in the prison system. The statistics reveal a glaring inequality. African Americans and Hispanics make up roughly 32% of the United States population, yet they currently represent 56% of the incarcerated population. As of 2020, Black adults were imprisoned at 4.9 times the rate of white adults. This overrepresentation is a direct result of decades of targeted policy decisions. The inequalities present in the prison system naturally extended into pretrial diversion opportunities. National data from 2019 highlights a severe diversion gap that actively harms Black youth. According to the data, 52% of white youth were diverted from formal court processing. In contrast, only 40% of Black youth received the same opportunity. This 12-point disparity is alarming. Furthermore, the gap has actually widened since 2005. Back then, a white youth was only 20% more likely to receive a diversion offer than a Black peer. the worsening statistics demonstrate that traditional government-run diversion programs continue to fail marginalized communities. To combat this systemic inequality, reformers must focus on the very beginning of the legal process. Prosecutors possess absolute discretion in the American legal system. They alone decide who faces criminal charges, what specific charges to file, and who receives plea deals. Most importantly, prosecutors control access to diversion programs. The Motion for Justice campaign intentionally targets this immense front-end power. By working directly with district attorneys, the initiative aims to establish fairness before cases ever reach a courtroom. Historically, prosecutors implemented categorical exclusions that barred many individuals from participating in diversion. These rigid rules automatically disqualified applicants based on their prior conviction history or the specific nature of their current charges. Because of over-policing, Black individuals are statistically more likely to have prior contact with law enforcement. Therefore, these exclusions disproportionately harmed people of color. The new Vera Institute pilot programs mandate the removal of these discriminatory barriers. They require a race equity lens to ensure fair application. Additionally, traditional diversion models often required mandatory participation fees and upfront guilty pleas. These requirements acted as significant roadblocks for low-income defendants. A person living in poverty cannot afford to buy their way out of the justice system. Furthermore, forcing individuals to plead guilty before entering a program strips them of their right to a fair trial. The Motion for Justice campaign eliminates these requirements entirely. It creates an equitable framework that prioritizes true rehabilitation over financial extraction and forced admissions of guilt. A crucial element of the May 2026 expansion is the integration of community leadership. In the past, government agencies exclusively managed diversion programs. These agencies often operated with a punitive mindset. The Motion for Justice campaign fundamentally changes this dynamic. It pairs local prosecutors directly with community-based organizations. These local groups take the lead in delivering social services, counseling, and restorative justice practices. This shift transfers power back to the neighborhoods most affected by crime. These community organizations intentionally employ system-impacted individuals. This term refers to people who have personally navigated the criminal legal system. These leaders possess direct, lived experience with incarceration and court supervision. Because they understand the systemic barriers and dehumanization associated with the traditional process, they are uniquely equipped to guide others. They build genuine trust with program participants. Many marginalized communities historically view the legal system as an oppressive force. Therefore, receiving guidance from peers rather than state officials dramatically improves outcomes. This localized approach facilitates true restorative justice. Restorative justice prioritizes repairing the harm caused by a crime. It encourages facilitated dialogue between victims, the accused, and the community. This method moves society away from a purely punitive model. The results speak for themselves. National studies reveal that participants in diversion programs experience a 24.7% reduction in recidivism within a single year. In specific sites like Alameda County, restorative justice diversion reduced recidivism to just 20%. Meanwhile, individuals processed through traditional courts saw recidivism rates exceed 40%. The Motion for Justice cohort includes 10 diverse jurisdictions. Each location designs its program to address specific regional challenges. For example, in Chatham County, Georgia, officials launched the Show Us Your Guns program. This initiative targets youth gun possession. Instead of sending young people to prison, the program offers specialized education and conflict resolution training. It treats violence as a public health issue rather than a moral failing. This approach provides a necessary off-ramp for youth facing serious consequences. In Fairfax County, Virginia, prosecutors developed the Taking Root program. This specific pilot focuses heavily on individuals charged with nonviolent offenses. Participants receive mental health support and intensive job training. One prominent feature of this initiative is the Pathfinder Kitchen Culinary Program. Participants learn valuable trade skills while satisfying their legal obligations. By equipping people with employable skills, the program directly combats the poverty that often leads to criminal behavior. Similarly, Franklin County, Pennsylvania, operates the Get Back Up program. This initiative utilizes peer recovery specialists to intervene in substance use overdose cases rather than filing criminal charges. The remaining sites in the cohort implement equally innovative strategies. Suffolk County, Massachusetts, focuses heavily on declining prosecution for poverty-driven offenses. Officials recognize that arresting people for survival crimes serves no public interest. Ingham County, Michigan, works rigorously to reduce racial disparities in charging decisions. St. Louis, Missouri, partners with community groups to create viable alternatives to cash bail. Furthermore, Arlington County, Virginia, implements community-led restorative justice circles. Finally, Kauai, Hawaii, utilizes a unique teen court model to handle juvenile offenses through peer accountability. Beyond the moral imperative, the financial reality of the legal system demands a drastic change. Maintaining the vast prison industrial complex drains billions of dollars from local municipalities every year. Community-based services prove significantly more cost-effective than incarceration. Economic justice is fundamentally linked to racial justice. Understanding the history of African-American labor highlights how systemic exclusion creates poverty. Spending public funds on rehabilitation rather than imprisonment allows cities to reinvest in schools and healthcare. The cost disparity is staggering. For instance, providing juvenile programming through community networks in Illinois costs approximately $4,600 for a 90-day period. In sharp contrast, keeping a young person in a juvenile detention center for the exact same time frame costs nearly $47,000. Taxpayers are funding a profoundly expensive system that consistently fails to improve public safety. By reallocating these massive funds toward proactive social services, communities can actively prevent crime before it occurs. The Motion for Justice campaign proves that compassion is also economically sound policy. The financial benefits extend far beyond the immediate savings of keeping someone out of a jail cell. When individuals participate in restorative justice, they maintain their employment and continue supporting their families. They continue paying taxes and contributing to the local economy. In contrast, incarceration destroys a person's earning potential and often forces their family to rely on public assistance. Therefore, investing in diversion programs creates a positive ripple effect throughout the entire economic infrastructure of a neighborhood. Critics often mistakenly characterize diversion programs as a lack of accountability. This assumption is entirely incorrect. Diversion is a formal legal contract between the participant and the court system. Individuals must diligently adhere to the requirements established by their specific community-based organization. They must attend counseling, complete job training, and actively participate in restorative dialogues. The programs demand rigorous commitment and genuine personal reflection. Accountability remains a central pillar of the entire process. If a participant fails to complete a program, real consequences immediately follow. For example, if an individual drops out of the Pathfinder Kitchen program, the legal pause on their case is lifted. The prosecutor reinstates the original criminal charges. The case then returns to the traditional trial docket for standard prosecution. The individual faces the exact same potential sentencing range they would have encountered initially. Because the program acts as a temporary suspension of proceedings, failure simply restarts the traditional judicial clock. However, the design of these programs protects fundamental civil rights. Because the core pilot programs do not demand an upfront guilty plea, an individual who fails the program still retains their constitutional right to a trial. They maintain the legal presumption of innocence. They can still challenge the evidence against them in a court of law. This specific structure ensures that the system provides accountability without coercing vulnerable people into surrendering their legal protections. The American legal system has a deeply troubling history regarding race and class. From the convict lease system to modern mass incarceration, policies consistently marginalized Black and brown populations. The struggle for justice is continuous and requires immense dedication. During the administration of President Donald Trump, national debates surrounding law enforcement and justice reform remain intensely polarized. However, the progress happening at the local level proves that change is entirely possible when communities organize and demand equity. The history of the African diaspora involves constant resistance against systemic oppression. Whether fighting for basic civil rights or demanding accountability following tragedies like the Rosewood Massacre of 1923, the community consistently pushes society forward. The Vera Institute's campaign aligns directly with this historical legacy. It challenges the institutional norms that criminalize poverty and skin color. By forcing the legal system to acknowledge its biases, reformers continue the vital work of previous generations. The push for community-centered diversion is a modern manifestation of the broader civil rights movement. The May 2026 expansion of the Motion for Justice campaign represents a massive paradigm shift. It connects the foundational ideas of 1961 with modern, data-driven solutions. The initiative redefines public safety by prioritizing community health over cell blocks. By addressing the massive diversion gap and eliminating restrictive participation barriers, the legal system can finally begin to operate with fairness. Communities are proving that they can manage accountability far better than detached government bureaucracies. Nevertheless, tremendous work remains to be done. Achieving comprehensive racial justice requires addressing multiple facets of systemic inequality. Advocates across the nation continue their pursuit of reparations and seek massive structural reforms in education and housing. Diversion programs are simply one crucial piece of a much larger societal puzzle. Ultimately, genuine justice requires addressing root causes and investing directly in marginalized neighborhoods. Through continuous effort and community leadership, a truly equitable legal system is within reach. Copyright African Elements.